Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed.
Keep your hands clapping for Jesus. I'm talking about the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus, the man who died for me. Jesus, the man who set me free, hung on the cross so I wouldn't be lost. This Jesus, ask your neighbor and say, do you know him? Do you know Jesus? Come on, be a witness. Who have you witnessed to today? Come on, witness. Do you know Jesus? Come on, witness to your neighbor. Are you saved? Are you born again? Are you free from sin? Have you been baptized? Hallelujah! Clap your hands again for Jesus. Hey. Hallelujah! Y'all stop it too soon. I want some hand claps. Yes, sir. Come on, exercise yourself. In the devotion. Come on, I want some hands up. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Why are you clapping your hands? Open your mouth. I need somebody to open their mouth. Come on. Open your mouth. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you bought me. I owe you the praise. I owe you the honor. I owe you the glory. Yes, Lord. My soul say yes, my mind say yes, my heart say yes, my will say yes, yeah! Oh! I give you the glory, I give you the honor, yes! Look where you brought me from, look how you kept me, yes! You lifted me. You raised me up from a low place. I owe you the praise. I owe you the glory. I can't praise you enough. I can't bless you enough. Hey! Hey! Glory. You made a way out of no ways. You opened doors that was closed. Oh, you lifted me above my enemies when the enemy tried to prevail over me. Hey, tried to cause my feet to slip. Your grace and your mercy, you brought me, you lifted me, you raised me. And now I owe you the praise. I owe you the praise. Help me to be an example of praise. Help me to praise you in the morning. Help me to praise you in the noonday. Late at night. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise. His praise. Look at your neighbor. Your neighbor, it's time to give the glory to who it belongs. It is he that have made us and not we ourselves. It's his praise. And it shall continually be in my mouth. Come on, clap your hands one more time. Give me a little bit more volume. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes the Lord gives commercials before the message. If you go to watch a movie, you're not just going to show up just for the movie. The movie will probably begin 25 minutes after you show up. There are a bunch of previews. You think the movie's on and there's another preview. Oh, that must be the movie then. It's a whole lot of previews. Well, I tell you, Pastor DB had a preview tonight. When he started talking about the fresh oil, that's a preview to a coming attraction. That's a preview to what God is getting ready to do. I need you to look at your neighbor and say, God is up to something. God is. Y'all might as well get comfortable. Tell them, God is up to something. Hey, it's too quiet in here. I said, it's too quiet in here. I'm a noise maker. I need somebody to make some noise. Hey! Look at your name and say, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to throw down. I come to have church. I come to raise the roof. Say yes! I expect God to show up. And when he shows up, he shows off. I expect souls to be saved. Lives to be changed. Yes! It's already happening in the atmosphere. Your praise has frequency. Mama, I see. Look at your neighbor and say, your praise is a weapon. Your worship is a weapon. So what you gonna do with it? What you gonna do with your weapon? You got the weapon to change the atmosphere. Come on, somebody. Praise is a weapon. Worship is a weapon. And God knows the word is the weapon. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Now, the Lord gave me to continue to tell the saints that we got to work together. Say amen. We got to work together. No man is an island and no man stands alone. And God want to be glorified in everything that we do in the church. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. It is no big eyes and little U's. Everybody is somebody. Get your Bibles quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. I said we are workers. How? Together. God is getting ready to usher in a great harvest for Higher Heights. Amen. And our precious Sister April was right on it. Amen. Elder Bangles, you were right on it. That's another commercial. That was another preview. Amen. God is up to something. And we got to get with the move of God. Amen. This is the time that we don't want to offend nobody. But we can't pull a bit dead weight. I said, we don't want to offend nobody, but we can't pull dead weight. You need to look across the room and tell somebody, do your part. Now God is going to do his part, but you do your part. Say, amen. Show up when you don't feel like it. Show up when you have to make the sacrifice. Come on, even on a rainy night, show up. Say, amen. Amen. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, we need you. You're important to the body of Christ. We need you. And the worst thing you can do is call up a buddy and tell him you're not going to church. I think we should wait till tomorrow night. Say, amen. That's disrespectful to God. Say, amen. For you to call a buddy and say, we're going to wait. You don't know. You can call them to miss their blessing. That could be the night they're going to get a breakthrough and a blessing. But you've already prearranged. Look at your name. It's a prearranged. Not to show up. Because I guarantee you, when you make the sacrifice to show up, God is going to come through for you. How many of you know that he's a come through God? Now God is up to something. I feel the atmosphere is charged. Amen. Amen. The Lord has did some marvelous things for Higher Heights. Amen. But I got good news. The best is yet to come. Ooh. I said, I got good. Ain't that good news? Ain't that good news? Look at your name and say, God has done a lot, but greater is coming. I need you to echo that in this place. Say, God has done a whole lot, but I got good news. Greater is coming. Come on, somebody. Are you ready for the greater? Are you ready for your family to be saved? Your nieces and your nephews, your aunts and your uncles. Amen. Your cousin, mama and them. Poo-poo. Poo and Ray and them. Ray. Everybody's not saved. Thank you, Jesus. I say everybody's not saved. You would want to think that everybody's saved. Everybody is not saved. Did you hear what I say? Everybody don't know Jesus. Living a good life and a moral life don't mean they're saved. You must be born again. Say amen. Your sins must be forgiven. You must be washed in the blood of Jesus. And can't nobody do that but Jesus. I said, can't nobody do that but Jesus. And that's no shortcut. There's no way getting around it. Amen. Amen. You can usher at the door, but you still got to be saved. Y'all ain't talking. You're a deacon, but you still got to be saved. You're a choir member. We need you to be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. You're a pastor, but we need you to be saved, pastor. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, don't stop at salvation. Don't stop at just being saved. Just don't stop at just being born again. We need the Holy Ghost. I thought you would hit the organ right there, hit the drums or something. Look at your neighbor and say, we need the Holy Ghost. Hey! I'm not just talking about any ghost. I'm not talking about Casper the Friendly Ghost. But I'm talking about he the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Hey! On the inside. Look at your neighbor and say, it's an inside job. Come on, holler across the room and say, it's an inside job. The Holy Ghost is an inside job. Won't he make it clean? Inside. He'll set up housekeeping. Inside. Oh, you want to straighten up the room, but the Holy Ghost is a housekeeper. I said the Holy Ghost is a housekeeper. Look at your neighbor and say, the Holy Ghost is a housekeeper. Yay. When their mother said, clean up. We straighten up. We just move things that's visible. And we put them in other places. But the Holy Ghost is a housekeeper. Won't he make you clean? Won't he wash you? Somebody say yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you have your Bibles? We're going to see to it that everybody gets saved. I need to be saved. So I can treat my wife right. Come on, so I can treat my children right. I need to be saved so my light can shine. Glory to God. I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost and God's preservation and God's keeping power. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 2. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Elder Olga, will you read for me? Do you have a mic? Hallelujah. How many of you love the word? I love the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I had it, then I lost it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, take your time.
Ephesians 2. Start reading.
Ephesians 2.
Come on.
And 1.
Keep reading.
And you have he quickened.
Yes.
Who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Keep reading.
Where in time past.
Yes.
You walked according to the course of this world.
Keep reading.
According to the prince of power.
Come on.
Of the air.
Of the air. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Say amen. That's why we are required in the word of God to plead the blood of Jesus. It's not something that we conjure up. It's because we need the power of God. Amen. And when we plead the blood of Jesus, we cover ourselves. We cover our minds. We cover our houses. We cover our children. Somebody say hallelujah. I don't know about you, but this year in 2024, I want everything God got for me. I ain't trying to ignore nothing he got. If he say I can have it, I want it.
Right.
Amen. If the preacher preach it and I can grab it, I will grab it and run with it like a football. Look at your neighbor and say, I want everything. Yeah, you can pick and choose all you want, but I don't have time to pick and choose. I want it all. Come on, somebody. I want the grace. I want the mercy. I want the wisdom. I want the understanding. I want it all. Look at your neighbor and say, I want it all. Thank you. Read that again.
Where in time past.
Come on.
You walked according to the course.
Yes, back up and read the first verse again. And you.
And you has he quickened.
And the word quickened means to give life. We got too many dead folk in the church. Say amen. And you have he quickened means to give life. You ought to be a lively stone. You ought to be so ready for church that there's nobody get in the mic and say, wave your hand. You ought to wave your hand on your own. You don't need a cheerleader to tell you to wave your hand, jump, turn around, run the air. No! As good as God been to you, you have to do it all by yourself. Do you know why my wife shout like that and dance like that? Because she can. She can do it. Because she used to couldn't do it. She had all kind of stuff going on in her body, and she was walking with a cane, and sometimes she couldn't even drive. And now she's driving, she's walking, she's doing everything. And surely, when she come to church, she's not going to sit there and watch you. She's going to give him the praise. And her mind is already made up that nobody else dance for me. I'm going to be dancing all by myself. Keep on dancing, baby. Because they don't know your testimony. Keep on dancing, baby. Hallelujah. I've seen her have surgery after surgery. Come on, somebody. Even when they said she needed surgery on her back, she made a decision, you're not going in my back. Hallelujah. And the more she praised him, the more God keep her body healed. Yes. What am I supposed to do in that house when I hear her speaking in tongues? What am I supposed to do when I hear her speaking in tongues and walking around and praising God? Stop her? No, I'm supposed to help her. And she said, Hikamana, Asatamana. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all got to learn how to go with the flow. Look at your names and go with the flow. Come on, somebody. The word of God's a prayer and supplication. That word supplication means give God something to work with. Supply something. Don't just expect God to do it all. What are you doing? Participate. Look at your name and participate in the praise. Participate in your miracle. Participate in your breakthrough. You want a miracle, but you don't want to do nothing. You want a blessing, but I can't get you to raise your hand. Oh, you want God to come through, but you won't even open up your mouth and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I thank you. I need you to look at your neighbor and say, open your mouth, baby. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. You got God on mute. I said, you got God on mute. You treating God like you treat your phone. And God is greater than your phone. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And you can have a phone God. Hey! Hey! Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't know about you, but I need God. I need him in the morning. I need him in the noonday. I need him late at night when my body's wrecked with pain. And I don't know who to call on. I can call on the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus has more medicine in the hem of his garment than every doctor in town. Jesus! And Dr. Gunn, the more I praise him, the better I feel. I don't argue with people when they don't want to praise the Lord. I just sit right on there. Praise thee to God on earth to say, you're sitting on God, honey, you deceived. You can't sit on God. He's so big. He's so wide. Come on, somebody. You sitting on yourself. You ain't sitting on God. You sitting on your blessing. When you go to the emergency room and you need a miracle and you need a healing, you're going to need that praise. Y'all ready? Come on, don't look at me like that. Tell your neighbor, you're going to need that praise. Thank you, Jesus. They come and pick you up. Yes. Everything's an emergency. Call 911. It's an emergency. And they pick you up. Come on, somebody. And they carry you to the hospital. And they don't treat it like an emergency. They put you in a room. And you there for hours. I wish somebody would talk back to me. Was that an emergency? That's not an emergency. Hallelujah. Even if the ambulance picked you up, you weren't treated like an emergency. But I serve a God. If you call on him right now, he will. I need a witness to say, he will. He will. Y'all won't say it, but you need to say it. He will. Come to your rescue. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a friend for the friendless. He's a mother for the motherless. Somebody say hallelujah. I got stuck reading again, and you have it quicker. Look at the name, say he's talking about you. Come on, Holocaust room, say he's talking about you. The Bible says, and you have he given life to. God has given you life. You have the ability to stand up and walk. You have the ability to open up your mouth and talk. You got eyes to see. You got ears to hear. You're not a dummy standing in a corner. You're not waiting to be carried by somebody. But you are alive. You're a walking machine. You're a breathing machine. You have the ability to heal and access the power of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory. I'm stuck and you have he quickly. You have he given life to. They got a slogan say anything dead needs to be buried. I don't agree with that. That's a slogan and it sounds good. But anything dead don't need to be buried. Anything dead needs a resurrection. Y'all talk to me. Look at your neighbor and say, if you're dead, you need a resurrection. Resurrect means to stand back up again. You don't need to stay dead. You just need to stand back up again. Read, honey, I'm trying to get out of this.
And you have...
And who?
And you.
Look at your name. God looking at you. See, you looking at everybody else. You got your eyes on everybody else. Come on, but God said, I'm looking at you. What are you doing? What are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to your house? What's coming in your house through you? Look at your neighbor and say, God is looking at you. Is a praise coming through your house? Or are you murmuring and complaining? I need you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, is a praise coming through there? Is a praise coming through your window? Is a praise coming through your door? Say yes. Because my Bible says, lift up your head, all ye gates, be ye lifted up, the everlasting doors, the King of glory shall come in. The gates he's talking about is your eyes. Your head possess the eye gate. Your head possess the ear gate. Your head possess the mouth. Get a praise on your mouth. Do it right now. Say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Do it right now. Get a praise on your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I've been telling the people about the sevenfold praise. They said, Bishop, what do you mean by the sevenfold praise? Well, there are some things that God has given me by revelation and by manifestation. And the sevenfold praise, thank you, Jesus. 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 And whatever the request is, just put it behind that last thank you, Jesus. My job situation. my workplace, my house. I want peace in my house. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I thank you for peace in my house. Because the truth of the matter, everybody don't have peace. I say, you have to thank God for peace in your house. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. You'll be surprised who's walking around in our house and not speaking. They go from one day to another day. Speaking, they don't even say good morning. They're more cordial with the workplace than he is at their own house. You say good morning in your own house. What good, about this morning? He woke you up. He woke you up. What's good about this morning? He started you on your way. What's good about this morning, Bishop? You got the activities of your limbs. Glory to God. You could have been stuck there looking like a vegetable. Stroke, heart attacks. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But I need you to look at your neighbor and say, he woke me up. Ain't that enough to give him praise for? He started me on my way. Isn't that enough to give him praise for? Hallelujah! Read.
And you has he quickened.
Yes.
Who are dead in trespasses.
Come on.
And sin.
Come on.
Where in time.
Don't has hold sin over folk because God don't hold it. Say man. Amen. Be quick to forgive. Because your heavenly Father forgives you. Say man. Stop judging and seek for the deliverance. Say man. That the deliverance is better than the judgment. Say that to your neighbor. Say, your deliverance is better than my judgment. Hallelujah. Finding fault and disagreeing and all that stuff ain't gonna get nothing done. But when you call out to God, Jesus will answer prayer. Because he's a prayer answering God. Say amen. And you can find fault all you wanna, but you ain't gonna help the situation. Y'all ain't talking back to me. I say you can find fault all you want to, but you ain't gonna help the situation. The song said, I tried Jesus and I know. Thank you, Jesus. Read, I gotta bring closure to this.
Wherein time passed.
Come on.
Ye walked according to the course of this world.
Keep reading.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
Keep reading.
The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Yeah, and I don't accept it. I don't accept this new spirit. This spirit over top of our children. Say amen. Dishonoring their parents. And dishonoring, disrespectful. I come against that spirit. And if it's in your house, you don't have to have it. You have to denounce it. I wish somebody here would say, I denounce it. I come on, say, I denounce that spirit. Say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Read, honey, because he's looking at me kind of funny.
Among whom,
come on,
also we all had our conversation.
Yes,
in times past.
Keep reading. Conversation, that means your lifestyle, the way you walk. That's what he's talking about when he said conversation here. Not so much of you talking, but how you're living, how you're walking. Say man. Read.
Among whom,
yes,
also we all had,
come on,
our conversation.
Yes.
In times past.
Come on, listen. If you got saved, you got saved from something. If you got delivered, you got delivered from something. All of us are still being saved. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You still being delivered from something. God is still working on something. Amen. This whole year, God going to be pruning. He's going to be cutting. The Holy Ghost will be cutting. And all you got to do is lift up your hand and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm guilty, Lord. Save me, Jesus. Watch me, Jesus. Come on. Read.
Verse 3, among whom also we all had the conversation.
Yes.
In times past.
Keep reading.
In the lust of our flesh.
Come on.
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh.
Keep reading.
And of the mind.
Come on.
And were by nature.
Yes.
The children of wrath.
Yes.
Even as others.
Yes.
But God.
But aren't you glad for a but God in your life? Look at your name and say, but God. Honey, when you see that but God, that means he changed everything. Look at your name and say, you're looking at a changed person. Come on, say it. Say, you're looking at a changed person. Say, my sins are forgiven. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. The song says, it is no secret what God can do. What he done for others, he'll do for you. We're in this together. We're workers together. Amen. I want you to prosper. I want you to grow in grace. And you should feel the same about me. Hallelujah. If the Lord is blessing you, that means he's in the neighborhood, Sister Georgia. That means I'm not too far behind you. If you got your miracle, I'm destined for a miracle. If you got a breakthrough, I'm destined for a breakthrough. Lift your hands, Sister Georgia. I hear God said, I'm getting ready to give you another breakthrough. Y'all clap your hands for her. God said, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Go through your house and say breakthrough. Go through that house and say hold on, Abasa. Breakthrough is coming to your house. God said some things you've been dealing with over the last 90 days. He said, counsel it. Counsel it. You got the victory. You're going in that house with a breakthrough. And if it don't change, he's changing you. He's changing you. You don't have to deal with it anymore. Give God a hand clap. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, read. I got to bring closure.
Verse 4.
Yes.
But God. Who is rich in mercy.
Yes.
For his great love.
Great love.
Wherewith he loved us.
He loved you.
Even when we were dead in sin.
Come on.
Has quickened us together.
Has quickened us how?
Together.
Is that in your Bible? He's quickened us how?
Together.
We are together. We are one. Look at the nation. We are one. Say it again. We are one. God has charged us that we become one. One in the spirit. Read.
Verse 5.
Come on.
Even when we were dead in sin.
Keep reading.
Has quickened us together.
Yes.
With Christ.
Yes.
By grace. Ye are saved.
Look at that. My God, that should become a series of preaching right there. That is loaded. Pastor DB, that is loaded. He's quickening us together, giving us life together. And we don't have to do it on our own. We don't have to fend for ourselves. We are positioned with Christ. Woo. Look at your neighbor and say, ain't that good news? Holler across the room and say, that's real good news. That we are positioned with Christ. That I don't have to go to hell because you cursed and tell me to go to hell. That I'm already positioned with Christ. And I don't have to go to hell. Say amen. Some people can't say hell unless they're cursing. I can say hell without cursing. Read, my dear sister, they're looking to be kind of funny.
Verse 6.
Yes.
And has raised us up together.
Come on.
And made us sit together.
Look at your neighbor and say, we got to sit together. Come on. You ain't the only one going through. You ain't the only one going through trouble. You ain't the only one the devil messing with. Sit beside me and you'll feel what I'm feeling. And the Bible said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That's Romans 5 and 5. That love of God was spread to our hearts. Say amen. Read.
And has raised us up together.
You see, that's why I'm stuck, because you keep reading the same scripture over and over. But I did tell you to read it, didn't I?
Yes.
I'm stuck. Read that again.
Verse 6.
Yes.
And has raised us up together.
Come on.
And made us sit together.
Is that in your Bible? Made us. Yeah. Some people don't want to sit beside you. They say you're too noisy. You clap your hands too much. You holler too much. Honey, let's find another seat. Because when the Lord starts moving upon it, they wipe the whole row out. And you go ahead and move ahead of time. But the Bible says here the Lord has made us to sit together. He wants us to sit together. He wants us to feel the same anointing. He wants us to feel the same love. Come on, somebody. He wants us to feel the same compassion. Somebody say hallelujah. I didn't feel like driving tonight. So my administrator drove. She picked us up at our front door. Somebody say hallelujah. And it wasn't but love on that van coming all the way down the road. All we felt was love, love, love. Say amen. I don't want to be around grouchy folk. Folk that murmur and complain all the time. I don't want to be around them. And 2024 cameras, you got that? Cameras? I don't want to be around people who murmur and complain all the time. Dismiss me. May the Lord watch between me and thee. Come on, somebody. God has done something for all of us, and you ought to be excited about it. Come on, somebody. Ask your neighbor, haven't God been good to you? Ask us a neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Haven't God been good to you? Haven't God made a way for you? Haven't God opened up a door for you? Then you ought to praise him. I want to sit beside you because I want it to rub off on me. Sit on your feet and give him praise. I'm through. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Clap your hands and praise him. Clap your hands and praise him. Hey. Hallelujah. 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 Now let me tell you what's going to happen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to get to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.